It's 8 minutes past seven. Lisa Pereira is here with what it says in the papers.
More than 2,000 children are set to go without hot school lunches from today, according to a front-page article in the Irish Examiner. The meals were due to be provided under a government scheme to roll out hot lunches to all 3,000-plus primary schools in the country. But a problem has arisen because of a new directive saying that no school staff member or student can assist in any capacity with the distribution of meals. The paper reports it's to avoid schools becoming de facto food operators with the associated responsibilities for food safety. But a statement from one provider, Tipperary-based The Lunch Bag, said the cost of employing a minimum wage staff member in each school daily makes it impossible to operate viably. Gardaí are increasingly concerned about the ability of Irish gangs to acquire military-grade weapons, according to the Irish Times. Conor Gallagher reports that a weapon seized last week was of a kind used almost exclusively by special forces troops and elite police units. It's believed criminals are seeking the weapons as status symbols and not for use in gun attacks. The report says some of the weapons are purchased at legitimate firearms outlets in the United States before being broken down and smuggled into Ireland with drugs consignments. The race for the presidency rumbles on. The Irish Independent reports that tensions are rising in Fianna Fáil after the Taoiseach's support for Jim Gavin. As Micheál Martin hit the phones over the weekend, some calls were said to be tetchy. One conversation was described as highly charged when a TD challenged Mr. Martin's logic in backing the former Dublin GAA manager over long-standing politician and Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher. Pope says we have too many bishops. It's the front page headline on the Irish Daily Mail, which carries continuing coverage today of its interview with the primate of all Ireland, Eamon Martin. Archbishop Martin told the paper that a few months before Cardinal Robert Prevost was elected Pope in May, he met with all four Irish archbishops in Rome. Cardinal Prevost, who's now Pope Leo, has definite ideas of changes required for the church in Ireland. Among them is that because of falling church attendances, there's potential for the amalgamation of dioceses with the aim of finding new ways to reach young people and families. The Irish Mirror carries front page photos of what it calls Brendan's House of Horrors. The Irish Sun calls it Telly Bren's House of Pain. The photos are taken from RTE TV host Brendan Courtney's Instagram page, where he posted images of the destruction caused late on Saturday night when a car driven by a woman in her 80s smashed into the front of his house in Wicklow. Both the driver and Courtney himself were said to be okay, though he credits a garden wall for saving their lives. He described the woman as shocked and embarrassed. He told The Sun, "I brought her in and gave her a cup of tea."